T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our guest joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. All right, I wanted to get all that out of the way, Bob Nightingale, because there is plenty to discuss with you, sir. First and foremost, in a busy time, how you doing today?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, man, appreciate you joining us. This White Sox story, we just had a caller. It was John from Joliet on the line just a few moments ago before we got to you. And there's folks having to censor themselves as they're discussing things in polite company related to the situation on the South Side. So let's get directly to the Tony La Russa portion of the topic. Why? Even before the why, is it how legitimate is it at this point? I think is probably the main question on the tips of a lot of folks' tongues.
Well, I mean, very legitimate. I mean, right now he's their number one candidate. The White Sox sought permission from the Los Angeles Angels to speak to him. The Angels said they have granted permission, and they're talking now. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. Leading the Oakland A's to World Series championships and in the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, he's been active. He retired as a manager in 2011. And then went on to lead the baseball operations in Arizona before moving on to Boston and the Angels. You can't underestimate the relationship that he has with Jerry Reinsdorf. And I think, the way both of them see it, it could be a storybook thing. I mean, be like a Hollywood movie to see Reinsdorf, who was fired by the White Sox, in the 80s, coming back here a few decades later and leading the White Sox to a World Series championship.
And Bob is on Twitter, at B Nightingale. You can see where he just recently posted the Los Angeles Angels and them granting the official permission for the White Sox to interview Tony La Russa. Take us a little deeper, because the first time, and Jerry Reinsdorf wasn't even the owner of the White Sox yet, the first time around that Tony La Russa was initially hired as the manager for this ball club, and their relationship at that point, once Reinsdorf actually took ownership of the team, and since then, give us a better sense for that relationship.
Well, I mean, just a deep admiration for both. When they're at the winter meetings, you see them together. They constantly talk. Let's put it this way. In 2011, Tony La Russa had told very, very few people he planned to retire as manager after that season. He wins the World Series. And the celebration that night on the field, who's out there is Jerry Reinsdorf, just to see this moment for Tony and what it meant to him. And I think, in back of each of one's minds, I think Jerry had always thought, and Tony had always thought too, man, this is cool, but it would have been very cool to do it together.
The fit, I think, goes to the why that I was referencing a moment ago, Bob, because in moving on from Rick Renteria, I mean, like you referenced, Tony La Russa is a Hall of Famer, 3 World Series titles. So that part is without question. But for the direction it seems like this franchise has been going throughout the rebuild, and then in moving on from a manager who did win this past season, the impression is that the Sox are modernizing, and the Ivy League approach is something that's been anticipated here on the South Side. So what type of fit would it even be to bring in a Tony La Russa?
Well, obviously a very smart guy, and he's like I said, he's still been in baseball even after retiring as manager. So he's well-versed in analytics, everything else. I mean, he pretty much invented the bullpen. I mean, it was his ideas to do the winning saves and setting things up like that. So a master at the bullpen management. You know, that's what cost Rick Renteria his job. So, you know, still sharp. I know people bring up his age. He's 76. Well, you know, the next president of the United States, you know, looks like he'll be 77 years old. He's running a country. Tony's just running a baseball team on the field. Big difference.
I suppose that's one way to look at it from a comparison perspective. Rick Hahn has been the forward-facing face of this rebuild for the last few seasons. Kenny Williams more in the background. Obviously, Jerry Reinsdorf and his family still running the show and cutting the checks here. Is Rick Hahn, who has been the face and the voice of the Sox rebuild, is this something that would jive with the way that he's been operating, or would the relationship between ownership and La Russa just supersede what Rick Hahn would want to do?
Well, I mean, Rick Hahn, you know, works for, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams, for that matter. Kenny Williams has a higher title. So, you know, whatever owner wants in any organization, you know, you know, he can do what he wants. I mean, if Jerry Reinsdorf wanted to bring back, you know, Hawk Harrelson as GM, there's nothing anybody could do about it. So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, A.J. Hinch, if it doesn't work out with Tony La Russa, A.J. Hinch is the guy. Of course, the cheating scandal, you know, haunts A.J. Hinch. Who knows if this is the end of it? You know, there's books coming out. There's documentaries. So, you know, that could, you know, provide some more information. So that would always be a fear as well. So, you know, obviously this team is built to win a championship right now. If they were still to rebuild, hey, this wouldn't be Tony La Russa's job. And this is the only job I think Tony La Russa would leave retirement for. He's been offered several jobs in the past years to come back as manager, has turned it down. But this is the only place he would consider.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today Sports with us here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He's on Twitter at B Nightingale. He's also Intercom Radio Sports Insider for the MLB Network as well. And you mentioned the name A.J. Hinch, and you've been reporting in recent days here that La Russa and Hinch are the two main names in consideration. Does it seem plausible in any way that La Russa's name being thrust towards the front here is in some ways cover for, like you referenced, the cheating scandal that could rub folks the wrong way by bringing in an A.J. Hinch or someone who was involved with Houston?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always going to haunt A.J. Hinch. I mean, he was, you know, part of that whole thing. I mean, we see how much hatred there is for the Astros. Well, he was the manager of that team. So, you know, all of a sudden the hatred is going to be directed toward him, whether he winds up with the White Sox or Tigers or somewhere else. I mean, that's going to, you know, be questions, people booing on the road as well, you know, knowing that how, you know, of his role. So I'm sure that's a factor too. You know, probably wouldn't be a factor. You know, it would not be a, you know, maybe Hinch would have even a better chance for the job if not for that scandal. But that scandal is going to be around. People don't forget it.
Why has Tony La Russa turned down prior opportunities here over the years to return to being a manager?
Well, I think just, you know, you go out as a World Series champion. You know, what better way? You know, it's like a John Elway leaving, you know, as with the Broncos, you know, that sort of thing. You know, Jordan leaving, you know, just things as that, you know, you go out on top. And what, you know, there wasn't that great situation. This is a marvelous situation. And this team is, you know, on the brink of greatness. And so that's why. And I really believe, hey, if it was owned by anybody else, if it was any other team, there's no way. But I think, you know, there was still some emptiness there. I mean, he never should have been fired in the first place back in the 80s. Certainly Jerry Reinsdorf knows that as well. And I think it was always a dream, you know, like a Hollywood story. I think if Tony La Russa came back to manage the White Sox, they would be the number one story in baseball. You know, I mean, everybody would be at White Sox camp next spring and talk about the White Sox just to see how this works out. It's certainly the number one storyline.
Are there indications from your coverage of these matters, from your knowledge of how Tony La Russa has perhaps evolved over the years? I mean, the White Sox are kind of the poster children for the let them play and the fun movement that has taken place and flipping bats and the like. That's not Tony La Russa's vibe. It never was before. And then you got the sort of modernized version of analytics sort of telling managers how to operate before game, in game? I mean, would these things necessarily work for La Russa if he came in?
Oh, sure. Well, the last manager 9 years ago, this whole game was different 9 years ago. What was it, 4 years ago to the day, Jose Bautista, you know, threw the bat flip.
Yeah, man.
Everybody went bonkers in baseball. So everybody has changed. It's just a different game. Obviously, you know, Russa, you know, had so much success, speaks fluent Spanish. So, you know, a bright guy. And, you know, he likes analytics too. I mean, he was doing the analytics stuff before it was even called that. And all these guys are open to ideas. There's not a manager in baseball now, you know, that doesn't embrace with the analytics or at least listen to what the front office says. You know, even Bruce Bochy, at the end. I mean, there's guys that didn't come up that way, but everyone's, you know, taking that knowledge now and doing it, you know, combining it with their own savvy.
Yeah, I believe the last time he managed the Sox, it was known as rotisserie baseball or something to that effect when it was in its infancy. But before we let you go, Bob, you've written about this, something I was addressing earlier in the show, about minority hiring woes. You were writing about that for USA Today late last year. And, you know, the White Sox have obviously been an organization between Kenny Williams in a senior executive position, Ozzie Guillen winning a World Series for them 15 years ago. I mean, they don't have a problem hiring minorities, but now, you know, Tony La Russa being the chief candidate here seems to indicate they're moving somewhat swiftly. Just White Sox specifically, and then kind of baseball at large, just the hiring practices dealing with minorities in managerial positions. And it relates directly to Rick Renteria, in my opinion, having two times where he's been tasked with bad baseball, and then they sort of usher him out when it's time for good baseball. Where do you see things standing from a minority hiring perspective?
Well, it's only been abysmal, you know, every year. You write about this, you know, whether it's the lack of black players on the field, management levels. White Sox, you know, have stood tall through all this stuff. There's not a soul out there that says the White Sox have not been the leaders in hiring front office people, you know, managers, you know, as you mentioned with the Renteria and Ozzy, staff, front office, you know, everybody. So, but yeah, throughout baseball as a whole, you know, it's terrible. I mean, look at Dusty Baker. You know, what a great manager he is. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And he, you know, he probably would never have gotten another chance unless A.J. Hinch was fired. And then they, you know, moved quickly because they want a veteran guy to lead them. And I think, you know, similar here. You know, the White Sox want a veteran guy to lead them that's been through that. You know, Jack McKee, with the Marlins that year in 03, when they fired their manager, and they hired Jack McKee, who was 80 years old, and McKee led them to the title. So something to be said about experience.
Well, no doubt Tony La Russa has plenty of that. Bob, anything that we should be looking for between, whether it's on social media or anything else? I mean, the timeline here, do you anticipate the White Sox maybe making a move in the very near future?
Well, you can't talk to A.J. Hinch until the World Series is over. He's still suspended, so they can't.
But I mean, if La Russa is their guy, maybe they don't need to wait for Hinch, right?
Well, I would think it's still talk. I think they still have to talk. Remember now, Hinch went to Stanford. Kenny Williams went to Stanford too. Different times, but together. Rick Hahn was A.J. Hinch's agent when he, you know, when he was back with the Morag Group. So I think they, you know, out of courtesy, they still talk to Hinch. And you also have to bring in minority candidates to interview. You can't just hire, even if they want to La Russa right now, and, you know, announce it, you know, in a few days, they could not do that. You still have to bring in other people to interview to make this a fair process.
Well, we're going to watch it closely, and we know you will have it covered as well as anyone. Bob Nightingale on Twitter, at B Nightingale. Great stuff, Bob. We're going to keep following you, man. Hopefully, I mean, in my mind, it feels far-fetched in a lot of folks' minds, but man, Tony La Russa, you'd have a Hall of Fame manager. I guess that would be something. Thank you for your time.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.